If you dispose your heart and extend your hands to him, if there is any iniquity in your hand, you will throw it out of you, and you will not allow injustice to dwell in your house. Then you will lift your face clean of stains, and you will be strong, and you will fear nothing, and you will forget your misery. You will remember it like the waters that pass. Life will be clearer to you as noon. Although it will be dark like morning, you will have confidence because there is hope. You will look around and you will sleep peacefully. This is the word that is in Job chapter 11. From verse 13 to 18, it's a word that expresses a lot, especially verse 16, where it says that after having done some points, some things of which I am going to talk to you in this beautiful devotional, this reward comes, and it is there that I want to focus. And you will forget your misery. You will remember it as the waters that pass. You know, as long as there is life, there is hope. Every morning, God renews his mercy with us. It means that every day, God does something new. Every day, there is a new opportunity to get up and move on with God. We cannot decide what events happen or do not happen in our life. Today, I want to start by telling you that there are circumstances that perhaps we live today that we do not seek them. We are so used to having control of everything. However, there are times when things get out of control. Now, we cannot control what we are living today, but we can choose how to face those situations which are presented to us daily. What attitude we are going to take to face them. And this is important because the attitude we have will also determine the blessings or the reward which we will receive if we do the right thing or face life circumstances in the best way possible. All this is possible when God is in control of our life. Your attitude can bless you or your attitude can bring curse to your life. Now, the attitude occurs according to how my heart is. If I have a heart full of God, if I have a healthy heart and full of hope, the most probable thing is that the attitude that I have is an attitude that is full of faith. That attitude that I have is an attitude in which I am going to show the level of faith that I have. But if my heart is hurting, if my heart has been beat, if my heart has been damaged, chances are that I cannot have that correct attitude to face the situation that present themselves in my life. Then a question arises, how is my heart? Today, through this devotional, I want to challenge you so that you can think today that there are things in your heart that you are still consenting to. And that you are keeping there. You have been able, and you have not been able to overcome. In our heart, things I have kept in it, that until today, they are affecting us. They are affecting my way of thinking. It's affecting my way of living. If you meditate on something, sometimes we think that the fault lies with everyone around us. But we have to start with today. Through this devotional, I want to tell you, there are things that you have to overcome and leave them behind. Get over it. What there are in your life that you have not been able to overcome today, this reminds me of Peter. When Jesus appears to him in John chapter 21, and I like this part because Peter was a man who walked with Jesus, and he, at some point in his life, he promised Jesus that if possible, even with death, he would go with him. And when the moment arrived, he denied it 3 times. And there, Peter remembered what Jesus said to him. Peter, before the rooster crows, you are going to deny me 3 times. It's that God always knows what is in our heart. Every time we speak, God knows the intentions of the heart, not only the words we say. And when Jesus died, Peter thought that everything was over. And most tremendously, he was even disappointed in himself because he had failed his friend, his teacher. But when Jesus rises and appears to Peter, John chapter 21, he mentions the word that Jesus takes him away. Jesus takes him aside and begins to ask him, "Peter, do you love me?" Three times, Peter denied Jesus. And there, three times, Jesus restored him. Three times, Jesus was asking the question, "Peter, do you love me?" It was no longer a denial. Now Peter was speaking to him with his heart and saying, "Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Do you know what Jesus was saying to Peter? "Peter, it's time to overcome. It's time to overcome the past mistakes. It's time to overcome what happened in the past. I forgive you, Peter. It's time for you to get up and take back what I gave you." You know, today God tells you, in this moment, you who suddenly at some point knew about God and threw in the towel, decided not to continue anymore because suddenly you saw a bad example in leadership, or there was something that marked you, that hurt you, and made you turn away. Today God asks, "Do you love me?" Because God is not to blame for the things that happen to us daily. Jesus said, "In the world, we will have afflictions. We are going to encounter difficult moments." God never promised us that we were not going to have difficult moments. What He did promise was that He would always be with us. And He's there with us, where He helps us, where He teaches us and strengthens us to face every circumstance in life. He fills us with strength to stand up and move on. And now that we must fight, now that we must remain firm, now that there are situations that we will not want to face, but we will have to face them, but He is there with us. That is what makes the difference. That there are things in life that you have not been able to overcome, that have marked you, and you have not been able to overcome the lie that was thrown at you. You have not been able to overcome this betrayal. You have not been able to overcome the pain of those words that marked your heart as a child. You have not been able to overcome that abuse that you had as a child. And today, you are afraid to face life. Today, you want to run away, and it scares you. But put a face to life because you were marked. You, there is a deep pain in your heart. It's important today that you allow God to heal your heart. He wants to restore you. He wants to make you live again. He wants to restore that innocence that perhaps at some point was stolen from you. He wants to heal that wound that at some point they opened from your heart. And what you said, "I will not trust anyone anymore so as not to suffer more." God can heal everything. God's intention is that you can enjoy life, a life in abundance. And God is the only one who can heal to such an extent in your heart that you can forgive for what the world is unforgivable. But what do I need to heal? What do I need to overcome? Because today you need to overcome what happened in the past. Otherwise, you will never know what God has for you tomorrow. We will live so marked today with our mind set on the past. And you know something? To be thinking so much about the past is to develop a bad mental habit. We have our mind conditioned to what happened and closed to what will come because our present has been affected by the past. But today, God can heal your past so you can enjoy this present and be open to what He has for you tomorrow. It's necessary. But what can I do, Pastor? you have to learn first. I am going to give you some important points here. The first thing you have to do is to identify what you have to let go. You have to recognize what is affecting your life that you have not been able to let go of. You can do it today before God, what marked you, that you cannot overcome. There are many who are receiving this word, and they are listening to me right now. You have missed opportunities in life because there is something that you cannot overcome. There is something that you have had to let you be unhappy because you have not been able to overcome it. You have not been able to overcome it, but today God is willing to help you so that you can overcome, so that you can let go. You have to identify what you have to let go today. You have to recognize what is stagnating you. Resentment, bitterness, rejection, unforgiveness, things that you practice in the past. And that you say the truth. There is a woman who is listening to me right now. And you have not been able to forgive yourself for that abortion you committed. You couldn't forgive yourself for that creature that you rejected. But you know something? Today, there is a new opportunity for you. Today, God tells you, if you have a true repentance, get over it. Because if God forgives you, look, God is willing to affect your heart so much, and that you can reach that forgiveness just as He has forgiven you. But we must take into account, God does not leave things in the air. God says, come and let us take it into account. First, acknowledge it. Second, take the initiative. Do not let time pass. Do not wait for another to take the first step. If there is resentment in your heart for something they did to you, do not let time pass. Some say, I better do it tomorrow. That matter is pending. It's not important that you run and go to solve it because you have not been able to advance, because there are cycles that you have not closed. If you have left them there in the air, pending, it's important. It's important that you do not let the time pass. Run to resolve it. That third party, you need to forgive it. It's necessary to confront, to resolve. If you don't do it in time, Satan will take advantage of the time to harm your heart. It's better to heal while you can do it. And God is willing to help you. You need, as a third point, you need to forgive. Forgiving is not simply forgetting. Forgiving is healing and letting go. That burden you have for years that has not let you be happy. Forgiveness is beneficial, not only for the other person. Forgiveness is beneficial to you. And it's a process where you have to render that pain daily before God, so that He heals you completely. And so when you remember, remember without pain. Then, as He says, the word in the book of Job, you will remember. You will remember the things that you lived, like waters that passed, because God will restore what happened in your life. But it is necessary that you learn to let go and that you can forgive. And fourth, it's only through Jesus to recognize that Jesus carried all your pain on the cross. He suffered for you so that you don't carry a burden that He already carried on the cross. Drop it today. Drop it today. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your love and mercy, because your word is alive and effective. And today, I can understand, Lord, through your word, that I need to be free and I need to let go. It has not allowed me to advance. Today, I recognize, Lord, that there are things that I have not overcome and I need to overcome them. There is something or someone who is receiving this word. You have not been able to overcome the death of that loved one. and there is still that questioning in your heart, today, let go of that mourning. Let go of that pain today. Let go of that pain today and let God take away that pain. Get over it. Father, I pray for each person at this time and I ask that it be your Holy Spirit healing every wound in every heart so that they can be restored and they can now enjoy the abundant life that you give. In the name of Jesus, heal them, Lord. Amen. This is a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Blessings.